This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A new report from the former research arm of Planned Parenthood is reflecting a severe battle over abortion in state legislatures, reminding abortion advocates that 51 state pro-life laws have been passed already this year. The Guttmacher Institute says new rulings from the Supreme Court over the next year or two could open the possibility for greater state restrictions on abortion. In related news, Ohio is enacting a new state budget that funds pregnancy centers that provide women with abortion alternatives. A spokesperson for Ohio Right to Life says the new budget helps create a consistent ethic that affirms life in all its stages. Among other provisions in the budget is one that ensures the protection of women when abortions go wrong. One abortion business in Ohio may need to find an emergency room closer than one in a hospital 50 miles away in Michigan. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Months after Canada's High Court opposed current law banning assisted suicide, the Canadian Medical Association is reversing its opposition to assisted suicide and is now proposing protocols similar to those in Belgium and Holland, including lethal injection. Attorney and bioethicist Wesley Smith says Canadian doctors are essentially outlawing the Hippocratic Oath. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.